and welcome to the very fourth episode of OMG Craft. I am your host, Chad Johnson, and I will be guiding you through the world of Minecraft. I am very excited for today's show. This is sort of a feedback show. This is a response to what you guys have sent in through Twitter and email, and I'm doing it for you. This is the noob episode. Hooray! This might be one that the hardcore fans of Minecraft may not get as much out of. We are going to cover the basics of Minecraft. I got a few tweets, a few emails asking, hey, I have watched the show, I like the show, but right when I spawn in, I am lost. So we're going to quickly run through some of the basics of Minecraft. Before we do, we have news, and then at the end of the show, I have my top three picks of the week. So first, let's get straight into news. This week was PAX, and at PAX, last weekend was PAX, and at PAX, Mojang had a panel, and so on the panel was Jeb, Dinnerbone, two other guys who aren't as famous, so I can't remember their names, but they also work at Mojang. There was an API guy, and someone else. I feel very embarrassed that I can't. If that was you, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I remember the romantic Jeb and Dinnerbone, but I can't remember the other two. Anyway, lots of information. One of the things that came out was that they were planning that 1.4 was going to be a pretty full update. They were going to make everything look prettier. And then they also realized while they were doing that that it was going to come out around Halloween. So they said, well, maybe this should be a scary update like they did in the past where they added the Nether. So anyway, they have dubbed 1.4 the pretty scary update. So off in the future, around October, maybe on Halloween, maybe near Halloween, Minecraft should be updated to 1.4 and have all of the pretty scary things in it. Some of those things include the Wither Boss, which we had seen before, and we are seeing more and more stuff come out of Mojang and the team over the past week. And let me cover a few of them. Let me go ahead and open up my notes here. One, the Wither Boss now has a way to spawn him in the overworld. We were wondering before, and by the way, I forgot to mention the last episode, and some people were a little bit confused. What I'm talking about now are snapshots, or what will be futurely implemented into Minecraft. They're exciting because every week it's new, and so I like to cover. It's so new that you can't even play with it in your game yet, unless if you download and install a snapshot. So that's what I'm talking about during this news segment. I just want to explain that and recover that. So before last week, I talked about the Wither Boss and how it looks crazy. There was no way to get it unless if you hacked him into your game. But now, with this week's update, you can spawn him by placing down 3 soul sand and 3 wither skulls on top of this soul sand. And then he'll generate at half health, and he'll like sort of power up to being able to fight you and shoot at you and stuff like that. Now then, how would you get those wither skulls, you might be asking? Wither skulls, that seems impossible. What the heck are they? Well, those are actually skulls. There is some new decoration blocks, which we covered last week, and those decoration blocks come in the form of skulls, creeper heads, Steve heads, things like that. And now this new skull is a wither skull, and it comes from, bum-ba-bum, the wither skeleton. And the wither skeleton can now spawn in the Nether, as along with normal skeletons. So you'll get a mixture of normal skeletons and these wither skeletons. And it's not they will drop, either they will drop them or there'll be a way. We are not positive, at least I'm not positive. I didn't do the creature around research to find out exactly how you're going to get those skulls. But once you get them, you just place them on top of your soul sand, and that allows a wither boss to be created. Another thing is world generation is a little bit different. You can actually now create flatlands that have different amounts of blocks in them. So right now, if you create a flatland, it will be a layer of bedrock and then a few layers of whichever sand or dirt. You know, can you make a flatland out of stone? I don't of sandstone. I don't think you can. You can using tools, which is what I'm thinking of when I'm talking about this right now. But now you'll be able to set varying height limits for your blocks. You can even create void worlds, which is really, really useful because it used to be that people would have to use these external tools to create these worlds that didn't have anything in them. And they would have to have chunks upon chunks upon chunks of unloaded worlds. So there'd be a save file that just said, no, there's nothing in this chunk all the way down to void. And so having this built into the game where you can say, no matter how far away you get from spawn, you're going to fall down into void is really useful for making smaller map files and just in general being much, much more useful. They have a sort of a mock-up customization image here, and right now you can't actually get to this from the snapshot. This is if you hack your I forget which index file it is. You can get to something like this if you know how to really get down into creating those world saves and things like that. You can set your own parameters on how far the blocks work, and hopefully this is just a flag that in the future something like this will arise. Very, very useful. Another thing, going back to the Wither Boss, is now that Wither Boss will drop a new item, and that item is what is going to be used to create the beacon blocks, which we have seen before. These beacon blocks, when placed on top of diamond blocks, the 3x3 diamond blocks, will create effects that you can buy and use in-game. So some really, really interesting stuff coming out this week. Really excited about all of it. And that's about it. So let's get into our main topic of this week. Noob. You're a noob. Are you a noob? I could be considered a noob on many, many things. In fact, I many times in the game, in especially not even the game, but just this show, I feel like I am a noob. So we're going to get into some really, really, really basic, and maybe some non-basic. Maybe some normal players will find some tips that they didn't know about. Anyway, that's what we're going to do. So first, if you want to play the good old game of Minecraft, you're going to need to download the Minecraft game. What you're going to do is navigate right on over to Minecraft.net. Once you're there, you're going to have to actually buy the game. So you can buy the game right here for, I believe it is $27, $26.95. And once you do that, what you're buying is you're buying a login. So when you get to this first page back over here, you can see that there's a download link over in the corner. And yes, you can go ahead and download the game if you want to, but you need to have a login to actually run the game on your computer. So go ahead and click that download link. You'll be taken to a page where you can download the zip file, and we're going to go ahead and do that. I'm actually not going to go ahead and open that up because I already have it installed on my computer, which is right down here. I'm going to go ahead and open that up. Let's go ahead and close this in the background, make this full screen. And you are going to log in down here at the bottom with your username and password that you just used when you bought the game. For me, I have actually changed my Minecraft username to my Mojang account. That is because I needed to do some stuff on their website. So where I have an email address written in, you will most likely write in your username, your Minecraft username. Once you go ahead and do that, log right on in. As easy as that. And the game will start up. Now, this should be an unmodded game, and that is what you're going to be using. So to get started, I'm going to start off in single player. We are going to get into multiplayer really briefly right at the end. Just actually, let's go ahead and do this now, because everything that I do in single player will be able to... I'm going to go ahead and delete this just to show you. Will be able to be used in multiplayer. So all you're going to have to do is hit add a server. You can name it whatever the heck you want. This is just for you, so I'm going to say OMG Chad, fun times. Great. There we go. With an S, because multiples. And then you can add in whatever URLs that you're going to use. So if it is, op dot, Minecraft fun. .com, whatever. That is where you'd add your server address. Then you would add it and connect to it from there. And that's all you have to do to get onto a multiplayer server. Let's go ahead and jump into single player. I'm going to create a new world, which is what you'll do. This name right here is just for you. So once again, you can name it whatever the heck you want. And that is only going to be seen by you. You have a few options, but right off in the beginning, I'd say don't worry about it. You can change your game mode to hardcore or creative, or keep it in survival. And then even you have another button for even more options. I'm not going to use any of these. We're just going to start off just in the normal old stuff. So we're doing this live. So wherever the heck, whatever seed that this game decides to put me in is what we're going to use. Looks like I'm underneath a tree. Woohoo! A thing to note is in 1.3.1 and above, there's a little bit of a bug where the block that you spawn on is not going to be your exact spawn location. You're actually going to spawn around this place. So just to note that it used to be that wherever you spawned, and maybe this is a bug, maybe they're going to fix this, but you're just going to spawn kind of around this location from now on. So once you start, it's actually a good idea to kind of remember where you spawned. So first, what we're going to do is we're going to walk over to this tree. You can walk around, you can, check out stuff right as you're starting, but we're going to go up to this tree and we're going to punch it. And what we're going to do is we're going to break off a block and see, there we are, we got this wooden block. Now then, pro tip, I've seen a lot of people walk up to a tree and do this. And they click, 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 and I don't know if you can hear my mouse, but I'm just multiply clicking. You don't want to do that. Click and hold, and that is how you get blocks. I have seen so many people sit there and clickety, click, click, click. It won't do anything. Another thing is I'm using a technique where I leave this bottom block so that I could, if this tree went up even further, I could use that as a step stool to get more wood. So you can see that walking over to these trees and punching them for this wood is sort of time consuming, and that's how it's going to be right in the beginning. Don't worry about that. We're going to just go ahead and end with that. Now we have a few blocks, and you can also do this here we are, dirt. You can hit grass stuff. I'm not actually getting anything out. Every once in a while, grass will drop seeds. I could walk over, punch this sheep with my hand. But eventually, my hand isn't going to be enough. I'm going to need to make something better than just my hand. So what I need to do is craft other materials. And you can see all these blocks that I can try to harvest. They're all square. It's not exactly... I've seen people in Minecraft play with picks and stuff. So how do you do that? Well, when you hit E, which brings up your inventory, you sort of have this little crafting area. And you can see this arrow. So it makes sense that this is your input and this is your output. So if I grab some of these wooden pieces and put them into this crafting table, you can see that the input of oak wood is the output of oak wood planks. And this works with just a single piece of wood. I'm going to go ahead and say, this is what I want. So if I grab it out of the output, it destroys whatever was in the input, and I get the output out. Now then, I did a few things here. There is a few ways to manage your blocks in Minecraft. One of them, using the different right and left click mouse options. So if I left click, I'm going to pick up the entire stack of items. But if I left click on a stack of items, I will pick up half or about whatever was in the stack before, which is really useful if I want to try to manage my inventory or say I want to change some of these into planks but not all of them. So I can do that by right-clicking and picking up half. And then also when I have the item in my hand, if I right-click, it will place down one of those items, which is useful for making out recipes for your output. So we just made some oak logs into oak planks. So let's go ahead and do this one more time. Now, before where we put a log in and we got some planks out, well, let's try this again. Let's just experiment. Well, I'm not getting anything with this recipe. So if I put one on top, I happen to know that that's going to give me some sticks. So now we have a few different types of items. We have wood, planks, and sticks. And these, as you can imagine, will be used in creating recipes in the future. The first recipe that we're going to really do, other than I already showed you the stick recipe and the plank recipe, is we're going to go ahead and make some more planks. And something that this is the very first thing you should really craft is a crafting table or a workbench. And that requires these oak planks, not the logs. If you put logs in there, it won't work. This crafting table. So go ahead and pull out this crafting table. You can see that I got an achievement up there. Put it into my hand, and I'm going to go ahead and plop this down on the top of this hill. Now, the crafting table is really useful because if you look over here, we had four squares before, but when I right-click on the crafting table, I now get 9 squares to work with. Before it was this 2x2 area, now I have a 3x3 area, and this gives us a lot more room to work. So, the first thing that I'm going to make is, let's make a wooden pickaxe. Now, I happen to know the recipe for a wooden pickaxe, and we're going to get into where you can find these recipes later. And so I know that I need at least 3 wooden planks, and those go across the top, and 2 sticks, which go on the bottom, and there we go, we have a wooden pickaxe. Now, you can also, you may have been able to tell that there's some other recipes that in here. This is a wooden hoe that you're seeing right there. And this can work either in this configuration or this configuration. Some recipes don't require items to be in exact places, but you can see, like, if I were to move these planks in the middle, that's not a recipe that it understands. And so I would need to do this wooden pickaxe. Or if I try to say, oh, well, that looks like a pickaxe. No, that's not a pickaxe. It needs to be like this. Let's go ahead and grab this. I got another achievement. I'm also going to grab my crafting table. Come on. Come with me, crafting table. Let's go exploring. And with this pickaxe, I'm going to go find some stone. Here it is. It's hiding in the wall here. So here I am. I'm using the pickaxe on this stone, and I want to show off that when I did that, ooh, I found a cave. It's exciting. Cool. So using this pickaxe makes getting this stone faster. And in fact, if I was to go back to my hand and just punch this stone right here, you're going to see it takes a long time. And on top of that, when it breaks, I don't get the block back. So using a pickaxe is the only way for me to get this stone out of the wall. So now that we have some stone, I'm going to go ahead and plop down here. And another pro tip, right when you start, go to options, turn music off. If you want to listen to the music, the wonderful music, you can, but I don't want to. So now that I have some stone, I'm going to use the stone to upgrade my pickaxe from a wooden one to a stone one. And you can see, I got the achievement, getting an upgrade. You can see that the wooden pickaxe and the stone pickaxe right here look similar other than their construction. So if I go over here and I'm going to test out how fast it takes me to get these 4 stone blocks, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4. That was the wooden pickaxe. Now, let's speed it up with the stone pickaxe. 1, 2, 3, 4. Almost half the time that it took me with the wooden pickaxe, I can pull off with the stone pickaxe. So you're going to want to upgrade your items. And the upgrade path that your items take is wood, then it goes to stone, and then you can use iron, and then you can use diamond. Now, in the middle there, there's also gold. Now, gold is useful. It actually is faster. I believe it is faster than iron. But the problem with gold is that it degrades super, super, super fast. So when you use it, you won't get nearly as many uses out of your golden picks. And you can see the level down here that of the degradation, the degradation level underneath the item that is degrading. So gold makes a lot of sense when you're in real life and you want to buy your girlfriend a nice gift, but when you're in Minecraft, Minecraft is for men, and gold doesn't really make a lot of sense. So, now that we have some tools, actually, let me go ahead and make... I'm going to go ahead and armor up here, and I'm going to make a sword. Whoops. I'm going to make a sword. Let's grab a sword. That's the recipe for a sword. Let's put that in my first position. Let's also go ahead and make, what else should I make? I'll make a shovel. Oh, I know what I want to show off. And let's go ahead and make, oops. See, sometimes you need more items. So, merk, burk, 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 dirt, 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 la, 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 la. And let's make an axe. So that's the recipe for an axe. You know what? I have never tried. Does a recipe for an axe work like that? Wow, it does. Lefties and righties can have axes. Never tried that before. Okay, so what I want to show off is that each of these tools work better on different surfaces. So if I walk over to this dirt and I say, well, dirt should be pickaxed. Let's just test out how long it takes me to break 4 with this pickaxe. Okay, we'll remember that. Now, with a shovel, it is way faster to use shovel on dirt. So over here on this tree, maybe if I use a shovel on a tree, it doesn't seem to be working that fast. Let me try to use an axe, and it works way faster with an axe. So I want you to know that different items work differently on different blocks. So let's go ahead and walk back over here, grab this crafting bench. Now, it is getting... to be nighttime here, and I realize that I have not found shelter. So let's go ahead and stick close to that. But I also kind of want to find some food. So you'll notice at the bottom, I have a food and a health bar. It's good to note that your health bar will only regenerate when you have full food. So right now that I've lost a chicken leg of food, my health bar will not regenerate if I was to get hurt. And I'm looking for some sort of animal that I can kill to get food. But I'm not seeing any. Wah. And it's becoming night. Now, the reason that I'm worried about it becoming night is because at night, things spawn. In fact, things spawn in the dark always. So lighting up the area around you is really, really useful. So I'm going to go back to my little cave, and we're going to... Oop, that was not the cave. Where's the cave? Here's the cave. We're going to use this as kind of a little shelter position. I'm going to go ahead and drop down my crafting table. I'm also going to use the crafting table to make a recipe of a furnace. I'm going to plop down the furnace right here, and I'm going to... Let's go ahead, and another pro tip is you can use wooden tools... they burn. So let's go ahead and burn that. Let's go ahead and burn that. And hopefully what's going to... Oh, and I guess I should mention, furnaces are used to create other items in the game. So right now I am using this wood to burn this log into charcoal. And that's useful because charcoal can be used to make a different recipe that I happen to know because it's in my bread. So now that I have some charcoal, I'm going to go ahead and use the recipe to make torches. Now then, here's a pro tip. If you hold down shift and you click, did it just become night? What happened was my furnace went out, so I lost some light in the background. So if I hold down shift and click, anything, it will use up all the items in the crafting area to make as many of the item as it possibly can. And on top of that, it will skip it, you clicking and picking it up. It'll skip that step and go directly into your inventory. So I'm going to shift and click, and then bam, all the items that could be made were made down here in the bottom. So let's put some torches down, because I don't want evil things, whoa, like him, to spawn. Ah! Okay, so I just got a zombie. I have already made a sword, which is useful. Now, a few things is you can block using your left click, which is really useful against creepers, because when creepers explode, they create damage all around them that you can't avoid. And when you block, it will block half of the damage. Wow, this is a really cool cave. I'll have to explore that later. So you, when you block, you are blocking half the damage of the opponent. So let's put down some more of that. Looks great. I forgot that I had, look, I had some coal right here the whole time. Go ahead and get some of this coal. Now that we're 1.3, I'm leveling up. Boop, boop. And let's get some wood. Make some more sticks. Get some more torches. And let's put some torches outside. Boop, 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 boop. Whoa, no! Oh, okay, so what I tried to do... Wow. What I tried to do was quickly switch to my sword and block. I don't know if I did it. I didn't do it in time. You can see all my health. I did not block in time. Get out of here, sheep. Sheepy, get out of here. Okay, here we go. And let's put down some dirt. And now we should be safe for the night. And, whoa, you freaked me out, sheep. Okay, I will call you Starence, and you shall live in here forever. Don't go anywhere, Starence. Boop, boop, boop. And boop, 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 boop. There we go. Now we're safe. Starence, we're safe. So, some other pro tips is that using wool, and I, oh, man, I could kill you and get some wool. You know that, Starence. You know that. Your wool is looking very good right now. Using some wool, I could make a bed, and that bed would... Starence, why are you staring at me like that? Starence, what's wrong with you? Look away, Starence. Don't look at me like that. Using wool, you can make a bed, and that bed will actually reset your spawn point to wherever you slept that night. So if you keep dying and keep getting pushed back way away from the place that you decided to build your house, go ahead and sleep in a bed, and that will set your spawn point to wherever you are. Unfortunately, if that bed ever gets destroyed, you will be put back to your original spawn point way back in the beginning. So keep that in mind when creating your house, and make sure that your bedroom is a really, really secure location and no creepers are going to get in there and blow it up. Also, a good tip is that I had some trouble finding food. And in fact, if I was to continue playing, that would be my next objective, is to find food. Because I couldn't find any cows or chickens or pigs around. And so I was going to start to get hungry. And if I had put the world on hardcore mode, that would be a really bad thing, because I could die. Unfortunately, I happened to be on normal mode, so I would start to lose hearts until I was down to half a heart, so I was one hit away from dying. And that is what happens if you lose food. So the next step would be to find food, and so that you can live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And a good tip is that wheat creates renewable food, because when you put down, and you can get seeds from grass. So the grass that was growing up, if you break those grass blocks, or not blocks, but the grass entities that are on top of the grass blocks, you will get seeds out of them, and you can put those in the ground using a hoe to make renewable food. And the reason I say that it's renewable is because when you break a piece of wheat that has grown all the way, you're going to get at least one seed out of that, sometimes two. So your seed count will stay the same, and you can continuously make wheat to make bread and eat that and live forever and ever and ever. Also, if you want to learn more recipes than the ones that I showed you, go to MinecraftWiki.net. There you will find really, really, really helpful recipe guides for everything that you can possibly think of to craft. That is what I used in the very, very beginning, where I was like, man, I want to make a trapdoor. How the heck do I make a trapdoor? I've seen them in the world, but I need to know how to make it. So the wiki at MinecraftWiki.net is such a really, really, really good resource. And then finally, thank you so much, T2 and Cheeto, for helping me work through this noob list, because it was kind of a team effort to make this happen. So thank you to T2 and Cheeto for that. So I hope that has answered some of your questions about starting your new Minecraft game. If it hasn't, don't worry. You can still email me. Send some mail on over to mail@omgcraft.com. Feel free to tweet the show. Feel free to add your pro tips to the subreddit. Do all of that awesome stuff. Please, please, please. So that's it for the noob section. It wasn't as difficult as you thought it was, I hope. Maybe it was just as difficult as you thought it was, and you have outsmarted us all. Now we are going to get into the top three things that I have been in love with this week. Just tips, tricks, all of that wonderful goodness. This week I have a launcher, I have a tip, and I have a map for you guys. Very, very excited. Let's start off with the launcher. This launcher is unique in that I've been asked many times, how do I downgrade my Minecraft client for specific things like getting onto servers that I really like, or playing, just remembering the old Minecraft days, or needing to have compatibility with old mods or things like that. And the truth is that Mojang asks in their terms of service to not let people have jar files out there that you can download and install, and so that you have to mod it yourself. One easy way to allow people to downgrade their client, though, is through this launcher. This is called Digix Minecraft Launcher, and let me go ahead and show it off. I have it down here in my dock. I went ahead and installed it. You can go to digix.net/Minecraft/MCVTool, and it's right here, digix.net Minecraft Launcher. Here, let me go ahead and zoom in so you know what it looks like. Just like that. And when you download it and install it, it's very easy. And it's also cross-platform. So this is Mac, PC, and Linux compatible. I'm going to go ahead and launch it here. And it looks similar to your Minecraft launcher, except underneath your normal login, you have this jar file selector. Now, then I've been playing around with it, so I have a few down here that I can choose from. But what you would do if you had just downloaded it is you'd click Options and see this jar downloader button? If you click it, right at the top, you have a drop-down menu that gives you all the versions of Minecraft to date. Well, not every single one, but all the ones that you are going to care about. So we got pre-releases. We have Classic in here. We have this demo by PC Gamer. We have the final version. We have in-dev. We have snapshots. We have a lot of versions of Minecraft. So I'm going to go ahead and download. I have missed out. I've missed my jar for the 1.2.5 file. So I'm going to click that. Click Add to Download. It's going to go do that and download it for me. Once it's finished, I'm done. I can just go ahead and close this window. And now, in my jar file drop-down menu, I have Minecraft. Oh, you can't see it. It's fallen off the page. Final 1.2.5 jar. Really, really useful. I'm not going to show that one off because you guys probably know what that one looks like. Some of these fun ones, though, are, let's go into Alpha. Let's check this out. You get the old Mojang logo and the old Minecraft fly-in. This really brings back memories. go ahead and start a world for the first time. No world options, just like normal. And check it out. This is old school Minecraft. It looks like I spawned on that sand block in this ocean area. We have the old gravel texture. Remember when grass was this neon-looking grass? Look at this. And the trees. You can also see that lighting has changed a whole bunch if we run over these trees. And remember when they would just randomly have saplings sitting next to them? This is awesome. We have, cows and pigs. I don't think you're going to have to worry about spider jockeys in this version. Look at these neon leaves. Wow. They are so unnatural. And you can see I don't have a health bar. I have a health bar, but I don't have a hunger bar. So that was alpha. Let's go ahead and quit out of this and relaunch it. And let's go ahead and choose a different one. I'm going to go ahead and choose, let's say I was in alpha. We could do in dev, but you know what? I'm going to go all the way back to classic. Classic is super fun. Classic 0.3.0. This is Minecraft. Now, what's funny is you can see my mouse. I'm moving it around. You have to click into the window before it notices your mouse. You can walk around. You can see that the world generation was like still really in the early days. Let me see if I can show off some of the really weird world generation that would happen. Like this random cave. That cave is pretty normal. This is actually a good job here. These random cliffs going into sand. Classic is, whoa, you can see that it's not as well optimized for, the other thing is I can't sprint. If you double tap the go button, the forward W button, you're not going to sprint. You can see that down here, I don't have any, I'm already in creative mode. There was no other mode other than creative mode. Here is some water. Burp. And then I love this, that if we keep walking, we're actually going to hit the end of the world here. This is where the world ends, and you can't get any further past it. Bam. I'm done. That's as far as it goes. There's no more world to this world. Also, you might think, wow, did they only have those 9 blocks there at the bottom? Well, actually, if you wanted to change your blocks, E, you have no inventory, and I don't work. Back in that other in-dev version, you'd have to hit I to get to your inventory, not E. So to change your blocks, you actually hit B, and now you have this block selector. Look at how different this is. They still had mossy cobblestone that you could use. They had they have mushrooms. I'm hitting E. They have all the ores. They even have gold ore. It has a really interesting. I don't remember gold ore looking like that. And they even have all the wool colors, so you can make your wool creations. Anyway, this is just such a trip, and I really, really liked it. Digix.net Minecraft launcher, really, really, really fun. So actually, I'm going to use this launcher. I'm going to go ahead and quit out, and I'm going to go to the current game to show off my next tip. The next tip is sort of a duh tip, sort of a technique tip. This happened because I was playing on servers, and servers with economy, where you can sell and trade items. Maybe you have some money that you can buy and sell items with. And we found that clay was a really, really, really useful item, and that people were trying hard to get clay because there's a few items in Minecraft that are non-renewable. And those items would be glowstone, because they're in the Nether, and you could run out of glowstone. Also, you could run out of clay, obviously. Mossy cobblestone is another one. And is there another? And I hesitate to say diamonds or iron or anything like that, because in about every single chunk there are those blocks. I'm not going to say those ones because you can actually just go down, start strip mining, and get about as much diamond and cobblestone and sand as you want. So we were in our world trying to get to clay, and we found that the best way to do this was to swim at the bottom of oceans to get to the clay that we needed to get to. And the only way that we had found out at the time to do this really well was to try to enchant helmets and try to get aqua affinity and things like that to get to the bottom of the ocean and hang out. So here in this world, I found an ocean, and there's some clay over here. Now that was just the story. But the problem was, how do we stay at the bottom of the ocean for really, really, really long time? So let me see. I wonder if I turned on cheats on this world. If I didn't, I'm going to be very sad. / game mode 0. Oops, I misspelled it. Yeah, wonderful. So let's go ahead and switch that back. And I'm going to show off what we did to stay at the bottom of the ocean. You can... where is it? There we are. All you have to do is when you jump down, jump in with a wooden door. And then, once you're down here and you've been harvesting clay for a long, long time... Oh, huh, I didn't change my game mode. So you can't tell that I'm dying there you go. Place the door down, and now you're in an area that you can breathe. And you can also hit this door, so if you're, saying mining some clay around here, you can breathe, do it, mine some more. Also, and you may think, well, this could be used for with some other items. And we found that the door worked the best because you could place it down. It was pretty easy to break once you had it down. And also, things like torches would get swept away, and things like signs weren't tall enough. But the door was the very perfect size. So if you need to be at the bottom of an ocean for a long, long time, this door creates sort of an air bubble. It's like a TARDIS sort of thing going on. Another pro tip is, once you want to get rid of the door, I found just destroying the block underneath it gave you the door and the block that was underneath it, which was way faster than trying to work out which way the door was going to flip and try to break the door. So that is tip number 2. Now, coming up on number 3, I have a map that I want to show off. Now then, before I show off this map, I'm going to go ahead and use the launcher, the DigiX launcher again, because I want to do this in 1.2.5, and I'll explain why in just a second. So here I am in the DigiX.net Minecraft launcher. I'm going to choose final 1.2.5. I'm going to go ahead and log in. And I have already put it in my single player world. And here it is, Skyblock 2.1. Now, Skyblock, you may have already heard of, is a survival world. And while you... what is going to happen is when you are placed in this world, you have a nice floating island and nothing else. I should have opened it before, but I wanted to... I wanted to keep the magic alive. I wanted it to be in real time. Here we are. You are on a floating island with a tree and a chest, and that's it. Way off in the distance, it looks like there's something, but this is all you get. And I'm using, pro tip, I'm using shift to make sure that I don't fall off the edge of this world here. So if I walk over to my chest, open it up, I have a lava bucket, and I have ice. I wonder if I got the hardcore version. And using these items, I have to continue on to do the world. So the first step I would do is you can break down this tree, or what I'm going to do is go ahead and make a cobblestone generator and just like this. Put my ice down here. Break it. And put my lava right here. And make cobblestone. Woohoo! Okay, cool. And put that in there and that in there. Those are very, very, very useful. So I'm gonna need this wood. Oh, man. So anyway, this is Sky. Now I'm starting to actually play the game instead of host a show. So Skyblock is by Noob Crew is this awesome map. And I wonder if... Do I have cheats on? I wonder if I can switch this up. Nope, I don't. Nope, I can't do that. Oh man, this is a different... This is a... I didn't realize that I had... it's been a while since I played this. I played it back in the day, and some stuff has changed. So, anyway, that is Skyblock by Noob Crew. And if you want to check it out, you can go ahead and go check out our show notes page at omgcraft.com. That is omgcraft.com/4, the number 4, because this is the fourth episode. And as in a survival map, the objective is to survive as long as you possibly can and continue on. And it's a PvE sort of style instead of PvP, or it's a very specific type of PvE, player versus environment, if you're wondering what that meant. So that's about it for this show. I hope that you enjoyed it, the fourth episode of OMG Craft. If you have any suggestions or comments or picks that you would like me to cover, send them over via email at mail@omgcraft.com. Or definitely submit them to our subreddit or our Twitter or whatever. You can find links to all of those at our website at omgcraft.com. Thank you so much for watching and subscribing. I will see you guys next week with another episode of OMG Craft.